I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We do not have a champion in studio, so we're looking for a new one today in Hi-Lo! A 105.3, the fan. The reason why I say we have no champions is because last week, Mike Fisher, the one and only, filled in, and he won. So he is not here today. He took his title home. He put it next to the portrait he has of himself and his 9 Emmys.
He was good.
He was very good.
Embarrassed us.
Very, very good. So let's see if Sean can take the title, or Roy can, or the man that is just grabbing at cobwebs at this point, RJ Choppy.
I'm streaky this year. Six in a row.
Yeah.
Six good, six bad. I'm just streaky.
All right, then. So let's see if you're streaky today in high-low or just in your underwear.
I'm definitely streaky there. These are the same ones as yesterday.
Good Lord, my friend. Here's a little info for everyone. If you guys remember, last year, Idle Rich Pub closed in Uptown Dallas. And that was a really great place to go to. But it has reopened now as a place called One Set. It is a brand new club in the uptown area of Dallas. And one of the owners is Mike Napoli. Former Ranger Mike Napoli is one of the owners. The guy who we would love to party with, because everyone wants to party at Napoli's. And you probably want to party with these people. Party animals. All of today's answers are people from the sports world that are known to party a time or two.
Party.
So we will start this time with Roy White.
Oh. Roy, Troy, what are
you?
I'm Troy.
Current what?
Current members of the sports world or all time?
Yeah, I got Ty Cobb audio coming up. So, yeah, no, I don't know. You just know these people.
Okay, all right, very good.
All right, then. All right, so Roy, we are going in party animals for 3 points. Do you want to go high or do you want to go low?
I'll go high, please.
High for 3 points.
I used to be able to shoot pool really good when I was had a great buzz going. But if you get me sober and play pool, I wouldn't make a ball.
Choppy knows it.
And I do not. Troy Aikman?
Party animal.
I don't know.
I'd be surprised if he ever had a drink.
No.
He loves his beer. He loves his Miller Lite.
Yeah. Nine ball is not a party animal, as Jason Garrett would say.
I love beer.
For 2 points, name the party animal, a former Arkansas Razorback. If you're feeling a little chippy, don't worry. He'll enjoy the drive.
I never know college players.
Terrible.
I mean, I don't care about college.
Oh, here we go. Excuses.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's always the reference. It's always the reference where they went to college, and I'm like, I don't give a damn. Go ahead.
For 1 point, name the party animal, a former Arkansas Razorback. If you're feeling a little chippy, don't worry. Sit back and enjoy the drive, and this guy does party. In fact, he probably parties daily.
Ah, John Daly.
Yeah. The college had nothing to do with it.
No, not at all.
Chippy. Drive.
Yeah.
I was trying to throw out some golf reference, but did not work. Although it did, I guess, in this case, because you got 1 point, Roy. We go to Sean. Party animals from the sports world. We're looking for high or low, 3 points.
Let's go low.
Low for 3 points.
How we start is how you finish, you know? We start slow and finish strong. That's the best thing matter in life.
Baseball, I've been okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice run.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to guess this guy anyway, just because of the recent clip. If it's older, I'm out. I'll say Yasiel Puig.
Oh, it is Yasiel Puig.
Man, I was thinking about playing that audio from the other day with that reporter, but it was very visual. He was calling out the Braves. Braves,
oh,
they want you. You see that?
Visual.
No.
That's from.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't.
I think.
Yeah, no. If you didn't see it, that's okay. Go watch the videos of him in Hollywood. He definitely brings the right kind of company that you want to see. 3 points for Sean in round one of High Low on 105.3 The Fan, as we are looking for sports party animals. 3 points for the man that is looking for a title. RJ Choppy, where are we going, high or low?
High, Gene.
High for 3 points.
Yeah, my dad's done construction all his life. Yeah, I did a lot of long days with him on the construction site, so a lot of humbling days out there, and thankfully I'll be able to do what I do now, so I don't have to do work like that.
Look at your list of names, not as plentiful as normal.
Dale Jr.
It's not Junior. For 2 points, name the party animal. A first-round pick. He's the kind of guy that will take a shot with you and then give you the shirt off his back.
Jeez. One more time?
A first-round pick. He's the kind of guy that will take a shot with you and then give you the shirt off his back.
Shot with you?
Yes, Zeke.
Yes.
Who'd you say?
Zeke Elliott.
Buzz him.
It is not Zeke Elliott. For 1 point, name the party animal. A first-round pick. He's the kind of guy that will take a shot with you and then give you the shirt off his back. If you get this one, you will get 1 point, and you probably won't know if you're in the lead or not.
I won't know if I'm in the lead or not. One more time.
First-round pick. Have a shot with you. Shirt off your back. If you don't get this one, you won't even know.
J.R. Smith.
J.R.
Come on.
J.R.
Let's go.
All right. So we have 1 point for RJ, 1 point for Roy, 3 points for Sean.
By the way, Sean has, on each of the three clues, known the answer by minimum the second clue.
Well, we're talking about people that party.
I think we're sensing a theme here.
This is like a brotherhood for him. All right. Roy, this is for 3 points and people that like to party, high or low.
I'll go low this time.
Let's see if you get the points.
My childhood memory was just such a great experience, and I truly, truly believe it has helped me to get to where I am to this day. So I want to be able to give the opportunity to these kids that are less fortunate.
You know what?
I have an idea.
I might abstain.
I probably would have guessed you only have 1 point, so you need this one to stay in the game.
Might as well.
To stay in the game, name the party animal considered by many to live a wild life. You can't be too surprised by it. I mean, he was a wild cat. To stay in the game.
Wildlife, wild cat. Again. They're not bad clues. I'm just bad with colors.
Wild cat. I don't know it.
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Ooh, thanks for the name, though.
No, the guy who is considered to be wild because he was a former Wildcat at Arizona, Rob Gronkowski, is who we were looking for.
That was a good Kentucky Wildcat.
Oh, man.
I mean, not that I know where Ric Flair went to college either.
Yeah. I don't think he did. Did he go to?
Yes, he did. He was a football player.
I had no idea. I have to look that one up. Or we can just talk about Larry Sean if you want to. You want to do a Ric Flair segment?
Yeah. 10:01.
Thanks.
Minnesota is where he went.
We go to Sean now. Sean, this is for, this is for 3 points, so this would eliminate RJ, and Roy's already done. So this is for the win.
Do it.
High, low, party animals, high or low?
Let's go low again.
Low for the win.
Yeah, it was hard. I was crying. I remember I was crying that day. I was in the bench. I was crying, but my coach said, okay, go play.
For the win.
Gosh, it sounds like Dirk. I don't know. Charles Barkley. Oh, dang, I shouldn't have given that away.
Oh, this is for 2 points, and this is still,
it's the win. It's the win.
No, it's not. RJ has 1 point. If he gets a three-pointer. Oh, you do have 3 points. The
math
first
is
one.
Hard.
God.
Math That's is hard.
That is okay. God, you got me drinking now. This is for the win. Name the party animal. He's achieved many goals in his life, but none as bigger as what he hoisted over his head back in June. for 1 point. Named the party animal. He has achieved many goals in his life, but none as bigger as the one he hoisted over his head in June. Let's see if you can get this one and try to be the capital of the game.
Dang it!
Ah, yeah.
No!
RJ looking at me like I'm going to say something.
Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's not going to get that on the third one.
It's all right. Even if he gets this, I'm confident. I have so many names written down, Choppy style. I will win in overtime.
All right.
No
RJ Choppy, this will force sudden death if my math is correct this time.
That stings. That hurts.
Party animals high or low?
Let's try high again, Gene.
For the tie.
Love basketball. Play football. They like to call it Pop Warner. We like to call it Rocket Football when you were a kid. That was good. If I wanted to play basketball, I could have played.
Ooh, that threw me off at the end.
To go to sudden death.
Just give me my win. Get ready for power rankings.
Wanted to play.
Just give it to me. You don't know it.
Football as a kid.
Trust me, you don't.
I could have played.
Steph Curry?
Nope.
Steph Curry.
It's not Steph Curry. No, let's go with.
From distance.
Yeah. Oh, you did it
from distance.
Yes. Give us a clue.
Give it. Throw a clue out.
It's over, right?
Yeah, it's over.
It is over.
The clue would have been born in Michigan. He's the kind of guy that would buy everyone a drink at the bar and then buy the bar with the million in his duffel bag.
Floyd?
DJ Duffelbag? No.
Floyd? Not Bryce Butler.
Bryce Butler.
Hang on, $1 million?
Hey, he's a party. He's a DJ.
That's the craziest thing about Floyd. He goes everywhere with one guy that carries one duffel bag with $1 million in cash. Crazy.
Very nice. Bag. Wow. I didn't even think he was a party animal.
No. See what he's doing over there? This is why we need a webcam. Sean going into the game's like, here goes RJ, going to be so annoying. And then when he wins, he becomes you.
Not as bad as him.
Not quite.
Style.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.